This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carver has been a disaster. They've taken $5 billion plus. $5 billion. Nobody knew that they were making this cut. If we didn't do this, nobody would have, we would have never found this out, Pam.
So that was President Trump in the last day or two talking about Harvard and money sent to Harvard. And I only bring that up because he also, as part of that conversation, said, I'm going to redirect some of that money to vocational training in this country, which we don't have enough of. And I think that has long been a problem. And St. Charles Community College happens to be addressing that starting this fall. We've got Dr. Amy Kaler on the phone with us right now. She's provost and chief academic officer at the St. Charles Community College. And Dr. Kaler, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, glad to have you on. You know, I just told Kim this morning. I walked in yesterday morning, and I'm like, I got this beautiful trifold flyer in the mail from the St. Charles Community College because I just moved out to O'Fallon myself, and I open it up, and there it is. New Regional Workforce Innovation Center opens in the fall of 2025. So obviously this is something that you guys have had in the works for a while.
It is. It sure is. It's been a long time in coming, and we've been really following not only Department of Labor and Merit data, but really local and regional business and industry needs. And they've been talking to us about how to help sort of meet their employment needs, and really how to shed a modern light on the trades and technical training. These are highly advanced and just outstanding modern job opportunities for students. So we seized the opportunity to get some ground out in the Wentzville area, which is the western part of our service area. And it allows us now to expand a little further west into offering these opportunities.
What types of training will students be able to get there if they choose to, say, enroll for the fall semester?
That's a great question. We're going to offer a little bit different. I think we have given a great deal of thought to the programs that are relevant not only for our students but for business and industry. And so we'll be able to provide advanced manufacturing, advanced machining or precision machining, mechatronics, robotics, logistics, supply chain and logistics, electrical, mechanical technology, welding, HVAC, plumbing, construction, building trades. We really went all in on providing opportunities that we felt like met the needs of one of the local business and industries that we met with. So we're really excited to roll out a full complement of programs in the fall.
Yeah. Dr. Amy Kaler, our guest from St. Charles Community College. So what is the length? What are the lengths of these training programs? Are they 12 months, 24 months? Is it an associate's degree? How does that work?
Well, we really feel strongly about meeting the needs of not only traditional age students, but returning learners, career changers, caregivers. So we have a wide array of opportunities, whether somebody wants to come in for a 6 to 8 week training session and they want to get an industry recognized credential to join the labor market quicker, we can help them do that. If they want to stay with us for a 1 year certificate of achievement, that is fine. That's also industry recognized, or associate degrees, 2 year associate degrees. So it really depends on the student need and where we feel like we can help them, obtain an apprenticeship or an internship or real hands-on job training, so that we're sort of matching the student with the employer and helping them. Wasn't really a solid answer, but it can be as short as a few weeks to as long as 2 years.
Our guest is Dr. Amy Kaler, Provost and Chief Academic Officer at St. Charles Community College. You know, trade schools have been popular for years, but it seems like there's been a shift in the last number of years where parents like me that had always, you know, envisioned their children at some point going to a 4-year university have kind of thought, well, you know, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing if they instead just decided to go to trade school. So I'm curious if you've had a similar reaction or what kind of interest you've had from people as you're now opening up enrollment for students?
Oh, I love the question, and I appreciate the comment, because it's very true. It's long overdue to shed light, or a positive light at least, on this really powerful portion of higher education. What we do in hands-on application-based learning has a whole new feel. It's modern, it's innovative, it's very technology-driven. These are outstanding job opportunities, prevailing wages. It's time to talk about the trades in career technical education, and I think it's great that your children might be thinking about it, because it has a very different feel than it used to in terms of really having career advancement opportunities. And I think just for students in general, let's face it, in higher education today, people are questioning the return on investment. They want to know what they're going to get out of their education at the end of it. And this is a great opportunity for them to sort of see that real crosswalk, I think, into employment.
I think it's eye-opening. My son had a friend he graduated from high school with. My son chose the 4-year college route. Within about 2 years, his friend who went to welding school was traveling around the country making $100,000 a year.
Wow.
As a traveling welder. He told me this story personally. So those opportunities, that may not be the norm, but there are opportunities out there for great salaries that people just don't think about.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that salary is maybe more common than we even think. And I go back to your question about how long. You know, American Welding 1, that's one semester. Weld 2 is the first and second semester. You can continue to skill up in welding.
Yeah.
So your son's friend may come back and earn something additional industry-recognized certificate and earn even more money than that. If he finds a market or a niche that he can meet, that's a great opportunity, and that's a perfect example. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah. Dr. Kaler, very quickly, I'm about out of time. Where can parents go or students go to find out more about it?
I love this. So, yes, we are St. Charles Community College, and our new campus is in Wentzville. And they can go to sec.edu to find out more information about our new regional workforce center. We stand at the ready to help people. Let us know what we can do.
Outstanding. Dr. Kaler, thank you. Have a great day. We appreciate that. We're going to be back here in just a minute.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.